Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Oh my God, we've got porno in the house.
Isn't that hot?
It was like. I expected to hear like what's his name that does? I'm the ladies man. You know, what's his name?
The ladies man.
No. But what's his name?
The Don guy. Cheadle.
No, that's not Don Cheadle.
Tim something
from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
Tim Meadows.
Yeah. Right.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Fry.
And this is episode 144.
We are back.
Stop touching your microphone. Don't touch the microphone.
But I like touching my microphone.
He does.
Is that is microphone a euphemism?
For it can what? Be. For your mom.
Oh.
Don't touch the microphone.
La, 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 la. Okay. All right. We're done.
So what's up, people?
Well, today... I'm going to talk about my my things people should check out immediately.
Your latest obsession?
Yeah, man. Everybody go out because it's apparently very easy to find. I thought it would be one of those like pre-order, nobody has it kind of things. But go out and get Super Smash Brothers Brawl for the Wii.
I went there as soon as they opened.
Man, they shipped that in bulk.
Dude, you
know
yeah,
it, man.
I promise this will break your addiction to WoW and or Halo and or anything else. Because it's so much of a better game. I swear to God. Like, I know it's a different kind of game than both of those. But, you know, you don't have to pay for it on a monthly basis. So that already kills WoW. And it's not a first-person shooter. So that kills most people who don't like to play those. And, you know, that only leaves the Halo crowd. So, seriously, check it out. There's definitely a few little nitpicky things that I'm like, I like this better about the last game or whatever.
Of course, because
all together
ever be perfect.
No, but what I'm saying, all together, there's 35 characters, there's 40 levels, there's tons of shit to do. There's a level editor you can play online. Fucking Sonic the Hedgehog is in the game. Okay,
that's Sonic all you need to, the Hedgehog.
Yeah, that's all you need to hear. And like and the guy from Metal Gear Solid and. I don't know. It's a really rad game. We already unlocked like three levels and a bunch of trophies and stickers and whatever. Very, very cool. Everybody go check it out. Seriously.
Still a bunch of favorites, though. You still get a bunch of favorites in it, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's still a lot of old stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
Mario, Pikachu still kicking ass.
Yeah.
Number one.
He just kicked ass. With them, right? And all the old levels, too, are there. A lot of the old ones. And I'm pretty sure we'll be able to unlock some of the old levels from the first game because those are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody go check it out. Even if you don't have a Wii, if you have a friend who has one. The other cool thing is that you can play with any controller. You can play with a Wii mote, you can play with a Wii and an Unchuck, or a classic controller, or a GameCube controller. So no matter what you like, there's always a way to play it. And even if you don't like the way any of those are set up by default, you can customize every single button, which I think they should allow for every game in the entire universe. That means everybody. You should always be able to customize every button because everybody likes to play a different way. You know? That's why they have different sized dildos. But we're not going to go into that. So
not yet, anyway.
Which apparently, did you know that in Texas, in Texas, dildos that are actually shaped like penises are illegal. But dildos that are shaped like, you know, in like the round ones that are like lamps or what, you know, when you go to the sex store and the ones that don't
those
look
are,
natural,
those are
legal.
Those are butt plugs.
Well,
the
yeah.
The ones that look like lamps.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like
the,
you can't.
Like lava
the one
lamp.
Over there? Right over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to have toys that don't look like actual human.
Ooh, I love
flesh.
The song.
Okay.
And I think that's really weird. It's Madonna. What? What the fuck did
all
that
all of a
come
sudden,
from?
Man.
As I saw it playing. Yeah, so we met up with Ray from Bear Podcast. Him and his boyfriend were here visiting in Orlando.
Dude, Ray is such a sweetheart. He's a really nice guy.
He is nice. Him and his little country accent. It's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Or Texas
accent. I dig it. I do.
It's really cute. We went out to this, it was called the Latin Quarters in City Walk. And I had got the most disgusting thing I've ever seen
dude,
in my
dude,
life on the
everything,
plate.
Everything was like
never go to
way too like a Cuban sandwich was $10. I was like, okay, a Cuban sandwich from actual Cubans in Miami is like $1.50, you know. And they didn't know what maduros were, which are like fried or sweet plantains basically, but they're all sweet plantains. You know, it's not. Everything is very Americanized and whitey, you know?
Yeah, but the only reason the Cuban sandwiches are so expensive up here is because they use all that money to bring their family from Cuba
there you go.
To the States.
They're like, no more inner tubes, guys.
Wait,
we got to do power. We got to do speed
people
boats.
Can't leave from Cuba to come to the United States.
Yeah,
well, legally.
Legally.
Legally they can.
They still have to buy a raft. I mean,
they had to go to El Muerto and go buy a blow up.
Elion, too soon.
Send him back.
You remember
send
him?
Send him back. Yeah, I remember him.
That was how old he is.
That
now.
Was a huge deal in Miami when I lived there. That was like huge. And Gloria Estefan was like, he should be allowed to come to America. And my mom was like, wow, I totally lost respect for Gloria Estefan.
I wonder how old he is now.
He's probably like
old enough to hope that people forget
that,
about that.
Was
shit.
That like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And he was what,
probably,
about 8?
He was probably like 15.
He was about 8, right?
15, 16. Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, he was younger than that. He was a kid. He was going to kindergarten because my mom she was a school nurse at the school that he was at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but by the time that she started working there, they had already had him homeschooled or whatever because he was getting too much attention from public, like mm-hmm. you know, the paparazzi and oh my god, Elion! Stamp,
Elion! Yeah.
So
We went to the Latin Quarter and I got this nasty. All right, it said shrimp wrapped in bacon something.
But it was
on
like,
crap wrapped in crap.
No.
Let me tell you,
fucking Jack Cousteau dove in the oceans of Cuba and like fucking,
pulled out the fucking shrimp.
Right, like fucking skewered the shrimp right there, and it had like the eyeballs and everything. It was like still living.
Oh,
and I looked, like John and I looked at our plate. We were like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with this?
Yeah, man,
it was nasty.
Well, it's just funny because it didn't match with like. The way the restaurant was, like, everything was nicely put together, the food, but it's just like, dude, at a fancy restaurant, that's like what you get on the side of the road in, like, Puerto Rico because they don't, you know, bother to take the animal apart.
Right.
So it's like, it just kind of didn't match.
It's
like,
not an animal, it's a crustacean.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and the plates, like, we looked at the plates and I looked underneath and they were made in England and we were like, wait, what does that have to do with the Caribbean? I don't know. It was just kind of like a miss. Well, you know, it was Disney. Whatever.
Wait, it was all Latin America.
Well, was it Disney or Universal?
It was Universal.
Oh, Universal.
So it was very, you know, it was very American.
I used to work at Universal.
And the guy that was our waiter, he was so gay.
Yeah, and every time he said orange soda, I was like mesmerized because he was black. So he was like,
"Do you want orange stuff?"
I was like, "Y'all have sweet tea?" And he's like. We had mango tea and it was like ladies man. We had mango tea and Coke and Sprite and orange soda. And I was like, I think it was like the Sunny D commercial where they're like, all right, man, the orange soda, we got the purple stuff, we got the red stuff, we got some nasty juice. Oh, and there's Sunny D. And I'd be like, I'm going to take the orange soda.
And you pass me the purple
I'm
drink.
I'm
going
to take the purple
one.
Drink.
Yeah, right. I know.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, your cell phone's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're going to take the call on the line.
Well, the thing is that she pretty much, she's locked out of her car. So
oh, okay.
Support. Hello.
Put on speaker. Put on speaker.
I don't have one. Hey, what's going on?
That's what she said.
So, all right. We'll talk about Ray and then a little bit while he's on the phone.
Well, yeah. Ray and John are the guys that let us stay with them in Houston when I moved from Phoenix to here, and you know, Ricky and I drove the entire way from Phoenix to Houston without stopping, basically, and they let us stay with them, and it turned out really cool. They were very nice. They don't even have that house anymore.
Yeah, they moved.
And his car,
they bought a house.
He had this really nice truck with this awesome stereo and XM and all this shit, and somebody broke into it and stole it. While they were having a party in the backyard.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it was nuts. I just don't know. I just remember his car because it was so nice. But yeah, they came to visit, and I guess they were just here for vacation. And
then we took them over to the Parliament House in Orlando.
Yeah, which
have
is...
Have you ever been there?
Pretty much like the gay nightlife,
no,
I guess.
I can't say I have.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and it's funny because...
Like a good interesting or a bad interesting?
No, it's cool.
Well, there's parts that are interesting, and then there's part that's interesting.
Well, and then there's parts that are kind of like both, where it's like,
got it.
Like, okay, I was sitting. Okay, there's a courtyard, and then there's like a kind of a loungy bar, and then on the other side where the main building is, there's like, you know, a big line where people get these bands, and these armbands, and then there's like kind of a rowdy-ish but still loungy bar, but more rowdy than the loungy bar across the courtyard, and then there's like a mid bar where there's a lot of music. With a hall of mirrors.
Which is between the dance club portion and the calm.
So I was sitting in the mid bar just like looking and just, you know, I saw this guy I knew on LiveJournal.
Here we go. Hold on for a second.
Well, yeah. And yeah, we're going to sync it up perfectly. tell me when, like 3, 2, 1, you know?
What's the name of the song? Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, so so I saw this guy, Chris, that I knew, and I was like, oh, hey, you know, what's up? And so I was just kind of people watching and whatever. And all of a sudden
it's...
oh, no, it was like all the gay guys were like, oh my god, and it was like a stampede of fucking Britney fans, and all of them were doing that little back part where she's like, oh yeah, all it was like unison.
Oh,
they were like,
no.
I saw was like in slow motion in my head, like, oh yeah.
He's gonna get run over by a bunch of gay people,
like, and everybody was singing, and I was like, oh shit, I need to get out of here. And then it was like, you know, on one side of me was ns, and then on the other side was, you want a piece of me? And then I was like, yeah, I need to go outside.
Speaking of the bar, I think I caught lung cancer last night.
Oh, dude.
You caught lung
cancer? Way yeah. Too much fucking smoke.
Oh, my God. It is fucking crazy.
And people were tripping on shit. Some guy was like saying stuff to me that was very mystical, and I don't even know.
Oh, and he was like really close, and I was across the room, and I was like, oh, that fucker's a little too close for comfort for me. So I had to go over on the other side of the room and take care of my business.
Yeah, and I had to go chase after hot guys and tell them that they were hot, because what most people don't realize is that all the guys that I've dated, I met online. Well, maybe one or two I met through another person, so it was already kind of set up. But like,
how romantic?
Well, yeah, but I've never gone. I don't go to bars because I don't drink. So it's like,
okay, yeah,
I don't go to bars and I don't go to gay clubs because I don't really feel. I don't feel like a connection with the gay community. Really, that's why this is the second time we've ever been in the Parliament House, and I've lived here a year and a half. You know what I mean? So
we don't go there often anyway. So
right, like yeah, the last time was the bear bus you. Thing
because it's like ooh. Almost an hour drive.
Ooh,
so right. Especially when on the way back.
And
oh yeah, that's the longest drive ever,
dude. And the last time we were there was the whole bear bus thing. And oh, that's another thing is that Orlando doesn't have a bear bar, and so the Parliament House has kind of become the pseudo bear bar because that's where all the bears go because there is no more bar. So
wait,
it's,
let's ask Fry cool, first. Though. Do you know what bears and cubs and all
I
that
think,
crap
I think
is?
Bears, I've got a good idea. Cubs is new to me.
Dude, bear is like Kevin Smith.
Right.
How about
okay.
Twinks? Or like, do you know what a twink is?
A twink yes. is like...
Guess what a twink is. Hold on. Let's get his definition.
A twink,
what do you think a twink is?
Honestly, the last twink I ever came in contact with was the one
where's
I had
the cream
at lunch.
Filling?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's... Yeah, it's the last twink I ever had in my mouth. I'll tell you one thing,
dude. A
yeah.
twink is like a twink is like a male stripper.
Basically. Oh, even better.
But
skinny,
without the muscles.
Blonde.
Oh, right.
Click, no hair.
So it's like the guy from the new was it the new guy? That actor, what's his name? That really skinny rail of a guy who's in
it's not DJ Qualls.
Road
is it?
Trip. No, it was in Road Trip. He was in the new guy. He was in an episode of Scrubs. He's this really skinny, skinny actor. Just tiny little. Basically,
it wasn't DJ Qualls.
I don't think
like
so.
The guy who's like, I put peanut butter on my nuts, and you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one. That's his name, DJ something.
DJ Qualls.
Is he a twink?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if he's gay, but if he is, totally
he could
twink.
Be. Yeah,
I mean,
would,
if you look,
but he's kind of weird looking. He's a little strange looking. But yeah, I mean, it's like all right. Have you ever seen America's Next Top Model?
Unfortunately.
Okay, you know the gay guys that. That do like the pre-show, like that, like where they pick all the initial girls before they get to Tyra.
I think
like
so.
A ton
yeah.
of girls, and the girls like, "All right, guys," and that guy
yeah.
with the blonde hair.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's
the white,
I mean,
bleach blonde.
He's a little pudgy, but his look, that's like twink, like
okay.
super gay and super feminine and super like way too tone. Like, dude, have you spent hours at the tanning salon or
right.
days?
Gotcha.
Or, you know, I don't know. It's just like. So yeah, so there was this twink looking stripper guy dancing up on this podium. He looked like fucking Elijah Wood. And
lovely.
It was,
oh my god.
Yeah, apparently he had a huge penis. I don't know.
I went to the all right, for some reason in gay bars. No, listen.
Oh my god.
For some reason in gay bars, the men's bathroom are super small and the stalls are like
it's
right
because
next
that
to each
bar
other.
Used to be like a hotel and they just oh well, we're fags. We'll convert it into a fucking
no,
you know,
but it's like you're washing your hands, and you're like,
it was like the
4 inches from touching somebody's cock while they're pissing.
Yeah, and there's like two urinals and one stall. That's the
so
whole bathroom.
Here I am washing
like,
my hands,
like
and it's like, well, boom. And I was like, oh, okay.
You want a piece of that?
Oh, yeah. Just a piece, not even the whole thing.
No,
especially, I mean,
piece is good. But that's nothing compared to the English guy that was in there.
Oh, shit.
And he was like at the urinal, and his dick was like, he was like, against the wall, and his dick was touching the
And he looked like, okay, if anybody's seen Trainspotting, he looks like Ewan McGregor does in that movie with a real skinny tank top, but like, you know, Ewan McGregor wasn't gay in the movie, but it was like that whole European look where it looks like gay, but it's actually just Eurotrash. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
And it was all hanging out, and I was like, oh, I'll just wait for the stall, you know, like the toilet one. And he was like, oh, you silly Americans, you act like, what did he say? Like, I forget.
You're so innocent.
He goes, you act so innocent in this country, because he was European.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, what I've heard more often than not, especially like on Loveline, because they have a lot of guests and a lot of bands that they have are from Europe, and they always say that like girls here and people, like censorship is a lot looser here than it is in Britain. They say big time.
In Britain,
they say,
they're allowed to say fuck.
No,
bitch.
No, but it's
the
not
only
like,
curse word they're not allowed to say on TV is cunt.
No.
Yeah, but they can't do violence like, as much as we can.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. They're like the Kooks, like the band, you know, All That She Wants, whatever. Mm-hmm. They came here and they were like, dude, we've like never heard of like Girls Gone Wild. Like that thing, that kind of stuff doesn't, that's like English
that's
girls.
They're cool over there.
No. What I'm
like
saying though is like
the worst American porn ever. Made.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. But I mean, what I'm saying is, it's like English girls are more proper because everybody's brought up more proper. That's why everybody speaks properly over there. I think that's what I've seen.
I will admit though, like a chick with an English accent, like any chick from Britain.
Dude, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Oh, man. Dude, I bought T-Mobile for
that accent. I would marry an English chick. Oh man!
But anyway, Paul in London, because he's one of our listeners. Tell us how it is over there. I mean, is it more racy? Is it less racy? Does it depend on what it is? Because I mean, here it's like, oh yeah, man, everybody knows Two Girls, One Cup. We saw. I mean, my best
I'm
friend.
Sure. Have you seen Two Girls, One
my
Cup?
My best friend Colin, his
two
little
girls,
sister,
One Cup,
mm-hmm. One Cup.
One cup.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's disgusting.
Oh, is it the...
We'll show it afterwards.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is that... Oh, I think I have a good idea of what that is.
But like, cup, you know, yeah. Colin's little sister, who's like 14 in high school, is like, yeah, we've all passed it around high school, whatever, everybody's seen it. And it's like, that's just... Like,
oh,
wow.
You know who else we met up at the bar? Ryan.
What'd you say?
Our listener Ryan.
What about him?
We met him at the bar last night, too.
Oh, did we? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was this creepy man that was beside him that just kept looking at him like this. Like, if this was Ryan, the man was like this.
Ew.
Yeah, but he looked kind of like, he looked like.
It's just that look. You're just like, right. Someone's going to get raped.
Who did he
tonight?
Look like, though?
He looked like a molester or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
And then there was this old man on the dance floor. He was like 54. I was telling you about him earlier. He was on ecstasy. And he was walking around like a zombie. Did you get to see him, Herb, on the
like
dance floor?
A cyclone.
No.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. And he was just walking. I'm like,
dude, I saw enough of the dance floor.
You are 54,000 years
look.
Old. Why are you on ecstasy by yourself on a dance floor looking retarded?
Dude, after
probably
after
his first time too. How cute.
After like one after one look though, I was done with the dance floor. I was like, I'm out.
I like dancing if I've had a lot to drink.
I know.
Funny story. I just went to a country club the other a few days ago. I would say like rodeo or something like that. It's a country dance club, and one half of it, actually more like 80% of it, is this huge line dancing section that looks like a rodeo with, you know, a mechanical bull.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. You got all the country people doing their thing over there with the huge bar pool tables. And then you got this itty bitty room, which is about the size of the bathroom that you guys are talking about, which is like the cool hip hop.
Oh, is that
know,
up on the
section.
North side, the drink or whatever?
No,
it is?
It's if you take North 27 and just keep going, you'll run into it almost. It's
right.
Yeah, it's dude, it was insane. It was about 150 people packed into a bathroom. And it was just nothing but white people, dude. I would have traded all the cash in my pockets to have just one black person come out and show these people how to actually dance.
Right.
Dude, it's just
well, I don't want anybody to show me how to dance. I'd rather them not even look at me. So
that's good too. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so I'm looking at our comments. But just to finish, I mean, we did have a good time last night. It was cool.
Yes, and, it was fun.
Well, that's what's important.
Even lung cancer and everything else.
Yeah, like I think if I lived, I'm not like opposed to, I guess, the gay lifestyle, but I just don't. I wasn't raised like that, and it's not it's not wrong in my eyes at all, obviously, but it's just like, even if I was single, it's like, dude, there are a lot of other ways to meet people in my mind.
Right.
And to me, it's like, well, I don't smoke and I don't drink, so every time I go there, you know, I don't know, it's just, it's like, everybody's always doing something there that is just like not something I do, so I'm like, all right, well, I'll just mingle and I'll chill. And I had a good time. But it's just like, I think if it was closer, we'd probably go more often. But I just don't. Here's what I'm trying to say. I just don't get how people do it all the time. I don't understand how people go like every weekend. I mean, I guess if you have a 9-to-5 job and you work all the time and you're busy and you want to get out and it's hard to be yourself, you know,
then
open or whatever.
It's like a stage of life too, man. It's, you right. know, you're going through a lot of college, like younger 20s, but it depends on the person.
I mean, maybe I'll get to that, but I feel like honestly, I've already passed a lot of my partying days. And
dude,
I know
you're not missing out that much. Yeah. When it comes to like real life, you know, after you hit all that stuff.
I'm 22 and I've done with my partying.
No, but what I'm saying is I've done a lot
okay,
of partying, and people don't know. Like, what people don't know. Like, people think just because I don't do anything doesn't mean I haven't had some of the fucking
yeah.
craziest experiences.
Well, you have no
ever.
Life if you don't go out
well,
every
and it's
Friday
like,
night, obviously.
But it's like, dude, like, I remember
God,
all that
cancer.
Crazy. I remember all those crazy times. That's what the important part is, because most people that I know don't remember, like,
yeah.
that crazy time when this happened. It's like, I remember all that because I was there and I wasn't intoxicated. And it's fine, but it's just like, I feel, especially after I moved out to Florida, I was like, dude, I did so much partying in Phoenix that I'm like, I need to like settle down for a little while, which was a really good thing that I met Ricky at the time that I did, because it was like, I was getting like burned out on everybody. So, but yeah, I mean, I definitely had a good time. I just don't see how people do it all the time. It's just, it's like everybody makes an appearance, you know, and I was asking right. some of the people that I saw online that I knew. I'm like, hey, do you guys like come here all the time? And they're like, yeah, like every Friday. And it's like, wow.
Yeah. And Ray and John were like, where's Herb? And I was like, well, just look for all the fat people. He'll be there.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I can't.
That's PHAT. Pretty hot and tempting.
Right. I can't stay still at like a party or a get together or a club or anything. I have to keep moving because I get bored if I stay in one spot.
Well, fat people don't move that much, so you shouldn't have to be
that
moving.
One
that
one guy
much.
Well,
did.
See, they don't have to. They can just kind of. Let people run into them.
Right.
No,
and
dude,
it
that
looks like they're kind of grooving.
That one guy
world.
Did.
Yeah.
That one guy was booking it. I was trying to follow him.
He was trying to pick you up.
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
what
yeah. If he
about?
If he would have known you didn't have a boyfriend, he would have been all over you like white on rice.
Well, he was.
But I had to give him the look.
No, you're fucking retarded.
I gave him the look several times.
He
was
did
tipsy.
You? You had to shoot multiple looks at
yeah,
us.
I told him you gave him the look and you were being retarded.
I was not being retarded.
Yeah,
I was...
You're being tipsy.
I was, no. I was managing my property.
No.
Keeping an eye out, huh? Well, it's anyway. Sad to hear that you got lung cancer because it's a funny story, but I can connect that with a certain famous actor that we
yeah,
all know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Definitely, guys, if you haven't heard already, Patrick Swayze does have pancreatic cancer. I know. 55 years old, man.
Yeah, man. My aunt died from that like 2 or 3 years ago. Sucks.
It sucks.
Thanks for making me feel like an ass. For ringing. All right, next. No, he'll
Patrick
be
Patrick Swayze.
Fine.
I'll never forget his butt.
Well, apparently, I think it was all the Dirty Dancing.
Neither will Whoopi Goldberg.
The Dirty Dancing. What was his name? Johnny. What was his name in that show?
Even,
in the movie? Johnny something.
I don't even know, man.
And then,
I like Roadhouse.
And then Baby. Nobody puts my baby in the corner.
I liked Ghost. That was my
Ghost
favorite
was a good one.
Film.
That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
What was his name in that? Sam, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I've met one or two good Sams, but the rest of them, no, not so much. That's an inside joke.
Oh.
Right.
Is it a had to be there thing?
Oh, man. No, you
had to be
it
there.
You had
in
to
her?
Be. You had to. Oh. Oh, call me out, man. That's cool. Yeah, other than that. Okay, just.
Hey, hey. Oh. And I just want to say really quick, I was looking at our comments from last show, and
word.
David, that Blue Jeans guy, Bird, said the Pretender song that I'm talking about, dumbass Ricky, is brass
you
in my
pocket.
You said
it was fucking country songs.
I
Pretenders
said it was the
is
Pretenders.
Not country.
It's more country than anything else on the radio. If you're listening to a light rock station and the Pretenders come on, I would say on
that
a scale of
country
to no country, that's more country than anything else.
No,
that,
bitch.
It's more country than Tom Petty
don't
or Michael Bolton.
Country.
What the fuck are you talking about? Brits Pretenders, dude. They're country-ish. Like Fleetwood Mac. It's not really country, but it's country-ish.
Whatever.
You're retarded. But you didn't know the song anyway. I sung it for you, and you didn't know. And it's like, dude, Brass in My Pocket is like fucking the most popular Pretender shit ever.
That's
everybody
be
knows
that country,
song.
That it just sounds like a country song too. Brass in my pocket.
Brass in my pocket.
I mean, it really. It's
It's Brias close. My fucking pocket.
But dude, who else said something?
Who was that? It was
David.
David. Oh, if you like, David is like the biggest sweetheart ever on his podcast.
Who's he?
He has a podcast called That Blue Jeans Guy.
Okay.
And he's just like one of those people that are so, he's like tenderhearted and cares about a lot of people.
Like Cincy Cub?
Yeah. And except he just, maybe? You know, I don't know. He's just, if you listen to a show, he's like a really sweet guy and he cares about a lot of things and he's not so judgmental. And I mean, it's really cool. I like his show.
Right on.
You can check it out at thatbluejeansguy.com, I believe.
Who's the first guy? Jarius or Garius?
That's a listener to our show.
IAS. Well, he's cool, and he knew exactly the name of the guy who died, the Dungeons and Dragons.
Of course.
Oh,
died.
Really?
And he was actually sad. He said he'd take a grieving day if Satoshi Tajiri died, who created Pokemon. And I think that's a little excessive. Honestly, like I think the first Pokemon game was probably a genius invention, but. I don't know, dude.
I was just writing you a note real quick.
Notes across the table.
I know. You'll get it. Okay. You'll get it, though.
Okay. All right. Well, you can say bye.
Yeah, I'm about to say, guys, I'll be back next show. I got to go pick up a stranded friend of mine. So,
cool.
I'll be back soon. Wish
you
luck. Okay?
Pass me the news, though. Or do you want to do it next time?
Yeah, dude. If you want to, knock yourself out, man. Knock yourself out. Have a good time. All right, guys. All right. I will be back.
Okay.
All right. Peace.
Oh, so you're coming back in a little bit?
Yeah. I'm be back if you're still recording. Cool.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, man.
Cool.
All right. So, I was going to say, I thought it was really sad when the guy who invented Metroid died because he also invented the Game Boy. And that's like, that probably took up like a good, you know, decade of my life.
I did not know
the original
that.
Game Boy. Yeah, same guy.
I did not know that.
Oh, it's thatbluejeansguy.libsyn.com. Check it out. He's from the same town that Madonna's from.
You're so gay.
No, that's what he says.
Love it. Oh, okay. I thought you just like knew. You're like, that's where Madonna's from.
I love See you later. Baby.
All right, so I'm looking at all the news. Here we got for the sports.
I
we got
do a news story.
Okay,
no
I'll split it up. No, I want to read the sports one.
You can do the sports one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'll do one. Then you do one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the sports news, which is a very uncharacteristic of us, it says baseball team seeks male cheerleaders must be fat. The Florida Marlins, you know, everybody's doing the fish. They're looking for 10 tubby man to dance, cheer, and jiggle during Friday and Saturday home games this season. It said real manatees, 1,200-pound mammals, sometimes referred to as sea cows, are not considered the most agile of creatures and often get caught in boat propellers. But the Marlins want their manatees to have the same dimensions, but decidedly, you know, more agile. So it's going to be the Marlin manatees, and they're going to be the mascots. I think that's kind of funny.
So we have a town in California, South Pasadena. The main heading is it's supposed to be what the fuck, but it has the symbols. This community on the edge of Los Angeles has become a cuss-free zone. So if you're headed to South Pasadena this week, be sure to turn down the volume on the Snoop Dogg CD. And if the little old lady from Pasadena cuts you off in traffic, don't even think about flipping her the bird. Not that the police will slap cuffs on you and haul your sorry effer butt off to jail in the light of proclamation passed Wednesday by city council, but you could be shamed into better behavior by unsettling glares of residents who take their reputation seriously. Whatever.
That's kind of funny.
All right, no computer stuff while we're recording, please. Yep.
Keep going.
It's your turn.
Oh. All right, so there's a school in Oakland, California, a trade school that teaches people how to grow pot. And the teacher said, my basic idea is to try to professionalize the industry and have it taken seriously as a real industry, just like beer and distilling hard alcohol. I agree that pot should be legal because I think people kind of downplay pot. Or actually downplay alcohol as if it's not nearly as bad or anything like that.
That was really fast.
I think that alcohol is just as bad as anything else. I mean, everything has to be taken in moderation. Obviously, if you shoot some... Well, yeah. And obviously, if you shoot some heroin, it's definitely a lot more dangerous right off the bat than alcohol. But
no, it's not.
But alcohol...
I do it all the time.
but alcohol
sorry.
Is like
I was just playing.
Just like
God. I just had the look of death towards me.
Because you're always fucking interrupting me, and I had to shut you up with my cock in your mouth.
And that's a problem because?
Well, I can do it from here, bitch. Don't make me. all right, so.
Who do you think you are, that English guy?
He was all on cut, too, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right.
Sorry, guys, I'm back.
Well, here you go. You can read this news story.
Oh, yeah, man. You,
long story short,
one.
Just got a phone call, and somebody broke into her car and got her keys under the seat. So she's all safe. I'm back here.
With
nice
like a hainer or like a mallet?
I'm thinking he probably used just his fist, right. Man. I mean, that's
Hulk
the kind
Smash.
Of cool people we
is
hang
that...
out with.
He called up Wario from Smash Brothers
yeah,
and was like...
that's what I'm talking about. Right. Oh, okay. That's okay, good. I got a good
are you
story.
Done with yours?
Well, yeah, I think pot should be legal. I don't know about a school that teaches you how to grow it. I don't know about that. I think in this day and age and the society that we live in with the rules that we have now, I think that's a bad idea because what he's also no doubt doing is also teaching them how to be really sneaky and not get caught.
Yeah, but
this
what's
pot.
Retarded
no,
is
no,
you
no,
can
no,
go online
no,
and
no,
find
no,
out how
no.
to do it.
Let me finish.
I have
I
book
know,
at home.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, exactly. It kind of makes it. It makes it irrelevant, but at the same time, it's like, all right, dude, you're also teaching them how to illegally hide this from the cops because, you know, if you're teaching them how to grow something that's legal, you're also simultaneously teaching them how to keep it hidden, which is not a good thing to teach, you know,
well, the whole idea behind it is basically to support the legal medicinal marijuana right. companies of California. Now, if the cops of California, you know, the state troopers catch you with weed, they can't do anything as long as you've got a card. Now, if a federal officer finds you, you know, of course, if the feds are, you know, after you, you know, you're down shit creek already.
Right, right. Sure.
But, I mean, it's just pretty,
it's
I think it's trying to keep it, like, actually on the better respectable legal aspects of
right.
everything instead of the, you know, underhand.
I think it would just be better. I think it's like marijuana should be legal. That's the first step. And this would be like a second step. Like, this would come later. I think it would be better suited because, you know this guy's going to get in trouble. Like, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no
I mean,
way
now
that
it's on the
to...
news. I yeah. mean, yeah. I mean, it was apparently just a 2-day class or a weekend class for $200.
Right.
Yeah.
He made out like a bandit.
Like, yeah.
Dude,
he was probably
he's
making.
Like, he's
some
like, bro,
serious money.
Send me a fucking check and a money order and I'll teach you how to make.
Pretty much.
So I can buy me some more.
I know. Pretty much. Let's just say, okay, he gets the Genius of the Week award right there.
So I can buy best week ever, right?
Yeah.
So I can buy some rare seeds from Guatemala. You know, like
some Afghanis. Oh, dude. I'd
like
to try some
Middle
East
pot. News. I totally have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, all right. If you guys were in New York, anybody in New York in the last few days, you probably saw what you thought was a movie scene being shot. Apparently, in Haverstraw, New York, a man fighting with his girlfriend clung to a car roof and punched her through the window as she drove more than a mile on a busy road, hitting several other cars, police said. Both were hurt in the brawl Saturday and were arrested. The man apparently jumped into the car and held on his girlfriend, wove along Route 202 with the car's airbag inflated, and she eventually stopped the car and hit him with the airbag. No telephone
that's
numbers. Yeah, it's what
you, crazy.
They, if anybody caught that on their cell phone or anything like that, you could probably put that in the next Terminator movie. I guarantee
and
it.
And get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, he was treated for a foot injury. I wonder why. And she for an eye and head wounds. I don't even know why they were fighting. Nobody even answers why they were fighting. But seriously,
it was probably over pot.
No, she probably wasn't putting out.
Really? The guys are that stupid. They would jump on top of a car.
They for come on, man. Come on.
Straight guys would do that.
Some straight guys would do that.
No,
like,
I'm pretty
I'd,
sure all
I'd
of them.
Follow her to the car, but I wouldn't hang on as she drove around hitting other cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. After a while, you can just go to Thumbelina and her four sisters, because that's just a little too extreme.
Thumbelina.
This will be fun. Darn it to heck, a California town will say no to cussing.
Apparently, already read that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, while you were out saving someone.
Oh, well, thanks, Herb. Thanks for giving me old crap. Appreciate it, man.
We're actually going to pause because Herb's in the bathroom. He's going to be a while.
Oh, is
so,
he?
Yeah, we're
going
to pause.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
So let's see.
Let's get it on.
Okay, we're back.
And yeah.
Hey!
After a nice long poop and a game of
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers, we're back.
Dude, Ness is my guy. Ness and like Sonic, and I haven't even had Sonic yet, but I know he's going to be my guy.
All right, so let's not start talking about the game again, because we've already did that part. So we did get some phone calls. Do you guys want to go through that?
Yeah, man. Let's.
Oh, no.
Phone
you know
calls.
What? First, let's do the negative part of our show here.
Get What's that out of the way, man.
We got this anonymous email from someone. Actually, it wasn't an email. It was on our website.
Of course it was anonymous.
So I deleted it, but I typed it up so that I could read it on
air. Why did
you
delete it? Just because it was negative?
Yeah, and it was just retarded, and it was by an anonymous person.
You didn't want a negative content. Yeah, if they're going to have their... stick by your name, man.
So,
it's America.
Yeah. If you would have left your name on there, we would have been fine with that. We probably would have left it on the website. But if you're anonymous and you're leaving something like this, then you're not worth whatever. Right. You know?
Seriously.
So,
talk to us like a real person.
But this is what it said.
Sure.
Die, faggots, die. You are pieces of shit. You deserve nothing in life but an AIDS-ridden cock in your mouth and ass.
That sounds like something somebody gay would say, though. Like, nobody...
Right.
Nobody, I don't know, that's not like a...
He's going through a lot of thought for it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Your podcast means nothing to anyone but other AIDS-infected faggots. Your show sucks. It sucks so bad that no one will remember you when you die of AIDS. So that's what was left, and I was reading the whole thing, and I read it again, and I was like, oh my God, they said our show sucked. Like, forget AIDS, said our show sucked.
I don't even know if it's a he. It could be a she. You never know.
I doubt
know.
If it's a girl.
Yeah,
girls don't write that stuff.
Unless it's Nasty
Girl. I'm trying to stay neutral.
Nasty, girl. Nasty Girls. Don't
my name ain't
thing.
Baby. It's
Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is like completely retarded. I mean, I don't even know if it's a straight person that did it. It's kind of weird. So, just if you're listening, they're probably still listening, because whenever we get negative feedback, they want to see if we talk about it. So, if they're listening, if you could just call us.
You got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 until we stop talking about it.
Right.
T-minus 5 seconds.
Yeah, dude. So, here's congratulations on your 15 seconds of fame right there. Right.
Bam. We're done.
And everybody else responded, because I did post it on my live journal. They're like,
really? Dude,
you make that effect on someone's life. That's awesome.
We're like, yeah. All right, back to Smash Brothers. So,
yeah, that's our negative email and or message, and fuck you, whatever. We're done with it.
Peace.
Next time you leave something like that, make sure you leave your name, and we'd be more than happy to leave it on the website.
So
you started it too. Remember that, man. They're sitting in hate.
It's true. It can't be that.
So we got some phone calls. Let's do some phone calls.
Let's do all the phone calls. All
right, so here we go. This is we haven't heard from this person in a long time. Here we go. Well, let's turn up the volume.
Is it Xavier?
No.
Where is
Xavier?
Xavier
needs to call us. I don't even know if he listens to us anymore. Asshole.
This is Wilma Jean. I was just calling to see what y'all's up to. Give me a call when you get a chance, okay? Bye now.
That's
we
Miss
should
Wilma
screen
Jean.
Those, I guess.
that's Miss Wilma Jean Pine Pussy.
Why does she have that nickname?
Because she's awesome.
She's cool, and she's left us a couple messages on old shows, so you'll have to go back and try to listen to them.
All right, yeah, definitely.
They're pretty funny. So, Miss Wilma Jean, we would love to have some more
tips.
Yeah, sex tips.
Yeah, she does like a Dr. Ruth kind of thing, you know?
Right.
Like,
she hotter, though, than Dr. Ruth?
I think so.
Yeah,
she's more
really?
Country. Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
Save a horse, ride a cowboy kind of thing?
All right. South Carolina country. Like, proper.
Right.
Ooh,
yeah,
one
like
of the Southern Bells.
Bells.
Got it. Nice.
Okay, so here we go. This is. Hey, did you write that poem for Tim?
No.
All right, that'll be
I'll
on the
do,
next
I'll
show.
I'll do it soon. Yeah.
So here we go. This is a phone call from Tim.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. It's Tim over at Terminally Single, giving you a shout since you mentioned me this week, and thank you. And no, it's for her. I'm not bitter. I just have bad dating karma, and right now it's kind of funny now. So. And some horror. I'm sorry. Some horror must run the sun around me down. So
didn't
but,
we have from last one?
So no, it's quite funny now, and it makes me laugh. So, but I also wanted to say that Herb has a sexy voice, but also Mr. Nathan you had on earlier. Oh, that's a voice. You need to have him back on. So, just saying.
Nathan.
And then in the show, I forget which number it was. I wrote it down, but I'm in the car, so I can't read it. You asked what things make. You want to not date someone? Well, I only have one, and it's if you can't kiss, then yeah, I can't date you. so I won't even go out with you because there's just no point in it because you cannot teach someone to guess. So, but that's it. Enjoy your show. You're making me laugh, and enjoy chatting with Ricky on Twitter. So have a great one, and I look forward to your next episode. Bye.
Cool.
I don't know. That I think you can teach somebody to kiss, though.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, dude, I taught.
Have you ever kissed a straight boy before,
dude? No,
I can't say.
I taught. I taught AJ.
Well, are we counting just guys for guys, or girls for girls, or guys for girls, or
any kind of kissing?
Like, it depends on the person. I think you can
so.
Do it.
My best friend. I taught him how to kiss, and well, he's gay too. And
friend. Awesome.
No, he'd never kissed anybody before, and I taught him how to kiss, and at first he wasn't good, so I taught him out, and he's awesome.
Dude, yeah, man, especially
especially those Freudian folk.
Freudian slip. Freshman at college, man. I mean, those girls, even sophomores, I mean, all the preppy librarian ones that kind of do all their teachers, and, you know, like, they're very kind of prim, proper, and quiet. You've got to teach them. You got to teach them how to kiss. And once they think you're the bar and you're where it's at,
right,
you're good for at least a few months.
Right on.
Well, you can check out Tim at timothymgol@blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. Check him out. You can also download his podcast through iTunes. Check him out. He's pretty cool. And then we have our next call is from Jason.
Trying to get a hold of my old friend, Ricky. He won't stay in retirement falls. It's just his old friend, Jason, the straight guy.
he's kind of attractive, but like in an almost not attractive way.
Is he almost a drunk? Because he was
probably drunk.
There you go.
Good
no,
Lord,
no, he's
man.
From Cumbie.
Oh, Cumbie. Okay.
That says a lot of it.
So does Mulberry. Or Auburndale, too, actually. Or Polk City.
Yeah.
I know one or two people from Auburndale that aren't half bad. Granted, for the entire population, it's not very good statistics. But,
right.
Well, it's true.
Well, Wagner's from Auburndale.
Little call out, shout out to Autumn and Chris. Little tip. Woo!
Wait, Autumn who? Did you say Autumn?
Yeah.
What's she look like?
What's her last name?
Does it start with an R?
No.
Oh, okay. Different Autumn.
All right, then.
And then we have one more
Autumn
phone call.
About to go to
right.
punches right there.
We have one more phone call from Nard.
Cool.
Hey, Ricky, happy birthday. This is Nard. And I hope you guys are having fun there. And I hope you have a good birthday. And thanks, Herb, for calling in our hotline. Yeah, when we were doing a video, that was fun. Okay, so I hope you guys have a good celebration there, and keep it foul.
That was Nard from the Bear Podcast.
Nard's crazy.
He's cute, and he's actually the only person that called in and wished me happy birthday.
Aww.
There were a few people who did happy birthday comments on the page.
Yeah, that's right, but I'd rather hear it in audio.
But not everybody has your number.
No, they do,
no,
because
we
say it on
every
fucking
every
episode,
yeah.
And it's on our website.
All right. Well, everybody grab a pen.
206-984-FOUL.
Right.
The month of March is my birthday, damn it. So we'll just do it that.
All right.
So, yeah, that's all of our phone calls.
How was your birthday? I mean, I know.
Oh, it was good. I had to go to school.
I mean, did you like what you got, and did you like the whole dinner thing?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was a very stressful ordeal for me to put together. And I think it turned out really good, but I want to
know. I think
know,
I you know. Put a curveball into it when I told you to come to Chili's.
No. It was better that way because everybody was already there and it just made it.
And
made
who
more
was
sense.
Who was late? Who could you imagine that was late to this whole thing?
I don't know.
Who was the last person there?
I don't know.
You.
No.
Yes, you were.
No,
the person that planned it was the last person there.
No, well, that's because he was busy
oh,
running around doing everything
Cora
else.
Cora and Brett were with you, too.
No, but somebody else came after us.
No, everybody else was there.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
Well, whatever. I was busy doing that. Shut up.
That's what she said. So what else we got to talk about, guys?
Your mom?
Oh, it's come to that.
Right.
Your mom's going to be on the show in the next few weeks.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, she's coming. Mama said she's coming to Lakeland in April. So, Drew, even though you don't listen, you should come over.
Uh-oh. I like this song, too.
Have you seen Dodgeball at the very end, man?
The very end
of Dodgeball, when Ben Stiller is in the fat suit, he does that song with his little boobies. Oh, my God.
I saw
everybody who has seen that knows right now that they want to put it in.
Dodgeball's funny.
Oh, my God, dude.
I can't remember that part.
Yeah, the purple cobras.
Right.
Dude, I totally don't remember
the... fat man do it funny.
All right, so you guys want to end this so we can go play some more Super Smash Brothers?
Are we already out?
Are we out?
We're at 45 minutes.
45? We can find something else to talk about. What else is
what else?
Okay, I can talk about, oh my God, another phone call.
Who's that?
Same person. They're probably headed back to the college at this point.
Oh.
So that's a plus. I had a bad experience with work today.
Oh, yeah. Let's
talk about my misery. Yeah, it's great. Basically, I've had 3 or 4 days off, and I rarely work Sundays and Mondays. So apparently today, I was supposed to work some kind of volume shift from 1:30 to close, and I've never worked a volume shift either.
Right.
So basically, I woke up at 3 o'clock with people calling to see where I am. So I call my boss. I'm like, oh, listen, I don't usually work Sundays. I'm sorry I had the last few days off, and the schedule was late when it first came out. So... And you get yelled at if you call in and ask what your schedule is.
Right.
So basically, he gave me a week off to consider how much I enjoy my job. And right now, I
Lindsay?
Can tell you. Yeah, Lindsay did it, dude. And usually, he's the guy who's got my back. So
yeah,
now
he's like really nice
well,
to talk to him.
All right. Lindsay, really a guy's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Shannon.
Faggot.
Just like Shannon or Stacey.
He's got a wife and kids, even though I know that doesn't mean anything.
No, but he's kind of like, he's like very professionally friendly. Like, well, sir, well, I'll don't think
yeah.
about that. You know,
did you see the Rocky Balboa movie?
No.
Okay, if you did, you know how, like, Rocky's got his own restaurant, similar to how Lindsay has his own restaurant. And Rocky just goes around to every table and just tells people, like, cool stories of him fighting. He's kind of like, you know, the entertainment while everybody's
right,
eating.
Right.
Lindsay does the same thing, dude. He just walks to every table and talks about the most random shit, and he's great, and everybody loves him, and they always come back. But at the same time, it's like,
dude, will you get away from me?
I don't know.
Just joking. No. He was really cool, and he said, you know, the next time someone quits, he'll give me a call. And
oh, great, man.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he knows that Cora's quitting, though. So,
oh shit, I didn't know Cora's quitting. Oh. Well, news to me.
Oh, damn.
Putting
the laundry out.
She's trying to. Yeah, she's trying to get a job somewhere else, and if it goes through, she's going to get out of Grossmith or maybe only do it for
Dude,
like
right
a,
now,
a
lunches are...
Thing.
Like, it's really slow right now because, it, yeah, I've been thinking
because
about it
Because
the
economy's bad.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not like the food's even worse, but, you know. Other than that, any big news? Oh, movie review. That's right. 10,000 BC. I went to go see it. I'm a big movie buff.
Right.
Definitely, if I was going to give it...
1 out of 10.
One out of 10. Oh, man. It'd come in at a solid 5.5.
Really?
Solid 5.5, man.
Really?
Well, see, you know, it's funny. I read a lot of IGN.com.
Yeah.
Because they do the movies and video games and whatever.
Sorry, that was my email.
that was a Mac Air fart.
Oh, I liked it, too. It sounded like a flying...
It
smells good,
It sounded
too.
Like it has no disk drive. So IGN always does scores 1 out of 10, but honestly, you really don't want to play anything that's like 6 and below.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, all right, well, it's not really 1 out of 10, then it might as well be 1 out of 5 because it's not the span. You know, it's like grades in school. I never understand. Why would it go from 0 to 100 if F is 0 to 60?
Yeah.
Why not just spread it out? That doesn't make sense. It only should go to 50.
According
to
today's government, like 75% anything.
That was another email.
Phenomenal. Like if you have 70% efficiency at pretty much anything when it comes to big business or government,
well, yeah,
you're doing
fantastic.
It only
makes sense because there's so much else to be good at.
Yeah.
You know? So 70%,
exactly.
That's good. But yeah, I just never in school, I was like, you know, in fucking second grade thinking, so why does it go to 100 if we only use 40 of it?
Yeah, and only 6 points of that's an A. Like, my private school used to be 100 to 94 was an A.
Right, and it's like, I get it. Like, all right, that's the way they do it, but that doesn't make sense. And if we're learning
all,
about
man.
Math and logic, then just contradicts its own self. So in school, I was like, that's stupid.
Well, now it's even worse with the FCATs and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't have that in other states. He doesn't know anything about that.
Oh, no, the FCATs?
No, I'm from Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
No, man. Yeah, like the FCATs.
Did they have them back then, though?
Yeah. I remember the FCAT.
Well, like, it's been kind of recent. Like, it started when I was in middle school, so I barely missed it.
I remember that.
But it's the testing that basically every school has to go through on a nationwide level. Good background music.
Sorry, I like that song, too.
It's all good. No, just test it. You know, if kids do a better score on the test, the school gets more money.
Right.
And the worse the kids do, the less money the school gets. So the
Which
school
doesn't really help because if there's no money, then there's no teachers.
Exactly.
There's no equipment,
technology.
It's like, wait, so they have to do good to get money?
Yeah, and so basically it's gone from the school that you and I remember to now they just teach for the FCATs just so they do well to get money.
Yeah, but it's not like, about, dude, if they do work... Not well, that means they need money.
Right.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Archer. Archer from archerradio.com. He's a
teacher.
You
know what? I think we're really loud today. Is the thing like... It got louder when I came back from the bathroom. Like the...
I don't know.
The volume of the whole show.
I mean, it'll be fixed.
Okay.
Archer from archerradio.com. I don't know. Because I went to school in Virginia, but that was like forever ago. Do they have anything like the FCAT?
10,000 BC.
I can't remember, in the Virginias.
They started to do the FCAT in Maryland when I was in eighth grade. And basically, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware are all the same state.
Well, they had testing there, and you did it in like third, seventh, ninth,
yeah,
and
every
12th,
few
or
years.
Junior or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean... I don't know. I remember doing it, but I don't think it was a pass-fail kind of thing. That's like here, if you don't pass the FCAT, you can't graduate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, they started bringing those rules. It's just so messed up from any kind of sense.
Right. Right.
But. Yeah.
That's
about it. It does happen.
All right. Anything else?
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
I'm looking forward to our new little exit. Intro thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do have an exit or a closing. So I'll do the closing and then we'll play the end of it. Or
Very
I can just
cool.
add it at the end. I don't care. Whatever. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Hit up our MySpace at myspace.com/foulmonkeys and leave us an iTunes review. If you leave us a 5-star review, we will write a poem about you. Tim, yours is coming soon, and it will be about your penis because we saw it and it's awesome. And, yeah.
Your body is a movie and your penis is the star.
Exactly. And if anybody knows what that's from, even though we've talked about it before, then you're awesome. So, I am going to continue playing with my little armband that I got at the gay club last night. And we're going to go play some Smash Brothers and kick some ass. So, here's our new exit.
True that.
Outro.
Oh, what else? Join our Frapper Map, MySpace page. We're thinking about doing a live recording. We're still testing it out. We need to get a camera to do that.
Yeah, but we're too busy having sex to like get into that.
Yeah, thing. Whatever.
They are. Just FYI.
Oh, you're not getting any sex?
Well, not right now, but you know, that sucks. It's always good to go through that little dry spell just to kind of get you
to build it up.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, Cora, you're quitting anyway. So, you know, I don't know.
Cora's not a whore.
But she can be.
All right, people. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is her.
Fry.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
I'm a.